You're listening to Swinging Down Under, a podcast about the swinging, non-monogamous lifestyle from two crazy Australians with over 4 years of lifestyle antics to keep you entertained, informed, angry, happy and horny. Join our international swinging adventures.
G'day guys, and welcome to episode 101 of Swinging Down Under podcast. Today we are talking about our top 10 swinger club fails, but these swinger club fails, as Jarrell just realised when we're reading the list, are from the past 5 years. So his comment was, what was it? We're digging deep into the archives?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of this stuff I struggle to remember, so it might be pretty exciting for everyone out there.
Thank God for notes. Hey, we can talk about it though, and then you can figure out why it's not in your memory bank. Well, it didn't make it in there.
Yeah, I suppose we could, but you know, and stuff.
Wine. I was hoping that you would actually carry on the conversation for me whilst I had my red wine, but that was clear that that was not going to happen. So yes, I will be truncating that silence. Thank you.
Well, I didn't realise that you had that expectation.
Where is the wine wingman? That's what I want to know.
He's currently looking at the inside of an espresso foamer to figure out how to fix it.
That's true. I thought you said multitasking doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
Okay.
That's absolutely the case.
Thank you for your shining assistance on the podcast today, Daryl. Thanks for turning up, eh?
No problem. I've bought the Nespresso foamy thing to fix, and I'll be here for the duration.
Fucking hell. All right. Well, hey, guys, what we're doing is we're going to count them down as if this is kind of like a top 50, top hits kind of situation. So
we're not doing the voices.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm sorry. Let me.
I was so going to try and do that, no. And now I'm pissed off that you've caught me out on it before I even had the chance to actually do that.
No, that's not going to happen. We're
Please?
Not doing that. No.
Come on.
No, I mean, it's bad enough listening to actual radio people do it.
Have a bit of fun, Daryl.
Okay, go nuts.
Okay.
Go nuts then.
So you're starting with number 10. What we're also going to do, so this is actually going to be a two-part podcast.
So to offset Kate's, her way of doing things in an overly expressive sort of radio show tone,
I'm going to do mine
in exact opposite, as monotonatic as possible, just to offset, because I know there's people out there that are going to be like, oh my God, I need some monotone just to get my brain back in this podcast.
I see. So basically we're just going Harvey's here.
We're the yin and yang of the radio world.
We can do that.
Okay.
Hey, but the second segment's actually going to be me reading out some of the responses I had on social media. So I received a bunch of responses from other people. I actually asked on some of the swinger forums that we're part of.
Most of them good.
Most of them are great. I asked on Twitter, on Instagram, etc., and I got some really, really funny responses. So the first segment's going to be our top 10, and then the second segment's going to be basically me reading Daryl in a radio voice. Radio!
Oh, man. So glad we can filter the echo out in post-production.
All right, so here we go. You've got number 10, Daryl, so can we get an intro for that? Number 10! 10.
Not making it into a swingers club, London. So we may have went to London it was just a bit of an adventure, right? A little bit of a
London town, yeah.
It was on our way back from a work dealio that I had to go to, and we decided that we'd go to a swingers club in London. We thought it'd be a good plan. We thought it'd be a great idea. And then
we didn't.
And then we went to a Harry Potter-infused, what's it called?
It was a magical land cocktail-making experience.
Yeah, they're not allowed to call it the Harry Potter cocktail experience because the Harry Potter wouldn't allow that. So it's called something else. I think it's the Magic Cauldron or something. It's got the word cauldron in it somewhere.
Oh, good memory.
Yeah.
Well done you.
I don't remember the rest of it, but I remember the cauldron.
Yeah.
So so we went there, and I think we've actually explained this maybe on podcast Stardate 73,
mm-hmm.
Was when we actually discussed this whole event. But we yeah, we didn't quite make it.
We just didn't.
We didn't make it really at all.
We didn't do that
We got there.
What we did was we paid our deposits.
We paid our deposits.
And then we didn't go.
And then we didn't go because we got really stupidly drunk at the
we decided to not to.
The non-Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. The magical wizarding world.
The magical wizarding
cauldron.
Cauldron drinking binge hole.
Mm-hmm.
That had cauldrons that exploded in fiery balls as well. So we proceeded to get drunk there. And frankly, if you do want, I mean, back in podcast Stardate 12, I think it was, we spoke about the 12 ways to get into Kate's pants. And there's now 13 because one of them is now taking her to a non-Harry Potter aligned cocktail magical wizarding location. Yeah.
Do you know, so that actual trip, we actually had a great night, by the way. When we talk about this being a swinger club fail, it's because we didn't turn up at the swinger club, but we actually had a fantastic time and some really sexy fun with friends. So that's, you know, by the by. But the great thing about that trip was that was just after I had
And
quit.
For those of you who are confused now and thinking, well, by the by lives in Australia, Kate was using the term in its regular context rather than in the by the by context.
But do go check out our friends By the By podcast based out of Sydney, Australia. Yes, that was actually just after I quit my job in April 2019. And so got out of my government job and quit my job. And my first trip was, I think, the same day when we left to go on that trip. So that was pretty amazing. Super stoked about that.
Yeah, and then you proceeded to get stupidly drunk without being anywhere near the Harry Potter franchise, but something like the magical wizarding world. And you crossed magic wands before you knew it. You were crossing magic tongues, and before we knew it, we were, you know, shagging some Londonites in
you,
there.
You got nowhere else to go.
No, I don't really. It kind of went downhill from the non-Harry Potter magical wizarding world.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Number nine! Feeling fine. This one is...
Wow, we're going to do the...
Well, I'm going to do bingo as
you're
well.
You're going to do the bingo rundown?
Yeah, I don't actually...
We should have started at legs 11 then.
No, we should have done that. Leaving all of my jewellery, my clothing, my shoes and my lingerie at our secret spot in Sydney. That was very early on in our journey.
Yeah, but let's just say you've since repeated that more than once.
I have repeated that a few times, but this was...
Just recently, in fact.
No, this was epic because I don't actually understand how I
got
into
back,
the taxi. Though. Oh, I did, but this is a funny thing because I think I messaged Lawrence, I'm going to say the next day, or he messaged me, one of the two, and he found, let's say, a item, like my necklace, for example, my big chunky gold necklace. He found that. And then he proceeded to find another four or five other items that I'd left, and I'm not just talking about in one room, but just everywhere in the club. So... Poor Lawrence and Jess had to go and collect my items like they were on some sort of like, I don't know.
Not that. Can't say that.
Treasure hunt.
A treasure hunt.
And find all my items, and then I had to then go and pick them up. So that's coming in at number nine because I just think the amount of times that we've left or I've left. Have you ever left anything in a club before? Yes. One vampire tooth.
Yes, I did leave one vampire tooth. But let's just contain that and step back a little bit. I didn't leave it behind. It fell out of my mouth and I lost it. We were not in any sort of sexy environment when that happened, is that it fell off my tooth and it landed on the floor. And frankly speaking, it landed on the floor in a swingers club. So there was a high likelihood that I wasn't putting that thing back in my mouth anyway without, you know, I mean, because they are still bars, right? So you get an awful lot of funky stuff on the floor.
Well, shoes everywhere.
No, but it gets cleaned regularly and all that sort of thing. But
how much would somebody need to pay you to actually lick the floor of a bar?
Cool. Depends which bar.
I'm just trying to think of one. Let me think. Oh, one of the really dodgy ones in Brisbane that always smell. You know, the one.
Oh, they
the
always smell like a cross between beer and urine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one on the corner there that really stinks even during the day. What, how much would you to lick that?
I'd probably do it just as a bet.
Shit, I'd do it for a fiver.
Yeah, I'm not terribly sophisticated when it comes to that. You're probably asking the wrong person. I have eaten a cockroach before just because somebody said there's a cockroach. I wonder what they taste like.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know, everybody, they taste like coriander.
Yep, which is not... What's the name for coriander in other people's speak?
Coriander.
Is it? It's all coriander. No,
there is another word, but
this is the Australian couple. Australia. Talking, so. Yep. Hey, what do you got over there for number eight? Feeling great.
That's not what number eight is.
I don't know
bingo.
The bingo things. Well, I'm just making stuff on the fly.
You need to Google that shit. You've got a computer in front of you. You've got to get it going.
Actually, I've got three technically.
Yes, I know. And then your phone.
Oh, no, I was including my phone in that. My iPod's over there. Okay. iPad, rather.
iPod. You have an iPod.
I do.
We actually still have a number of iPods.
We do have two or three, I think. Yeah,
yeah, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. We should probably recycle those. No, now we can keep them and we can have our own iPod museum. We can have that because there's like a sex soundtrack on one of those.
That's what's going to get more people. Okay, listen, everybody out there, if you were sitting on the fence about visiting Singapore and you were like, gosh, you know, it's a long way to travel, the flights are expensive.
We've got an iPad, iPod for everyone who comes.
We're going to set you up with an iPod museum directly in our house, free iPods for everybody who walks through the front door. Come on down.
Yeah, the only one we're missing is the iPod Shuffle because somebody decided to throw it out in the last move.
Did I? Yeah. I thought I might have, but I wasn't sure.
I know, I was not happy about that. We still got the for charger, but not the Shuffle.
That charger is nostalgic, all right? I'm keeping it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next one, number 8, having sex on the peripheral in the shower area of an orgy room as there was no orgy bed space, hashtag orcs. It was awkward.
Jesus Christ, Daryl, that's just...
Do you want me to not do the monotone anymore?
Oh, I see what you're about to say. You're about to say, you don't do the radio thing. No, keep going. Keep going.
So that was a little awkward. It was actually kind of weirdly fun, but kind of awkward as well. I mean, so this is in our secret spot. This is actually quite a long time ago as well.
Yeah, this was in there because they have two sites now.
Four years ago, this is the first one.
And yeah, they've got a huge shower section up in the orgy room. And it's big. It's massive. And I just remember...
It's huge. It's massive.
Huge,
it's big.
Huge, big sale.
It's not that big at all.
I just remember that.
I mean, it's big, but it's not huge.
I think it's pretty big.
You know. Okay. We're not talking about the shower area anymore.
And I think I was like down on my knees giving you head or something in the shower section whilst we were waiting on a bed space to open up. You know, like in the grocery store, how you have to take a ticket and then they call your number?
Yeah, but we didn't have a ticket machine, so we couldn't do that.
I'm just saying, missed opportunity there.
We could have sold a ticket machine.
What if there was a line? We can sell our space to somebody else.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, you can be next in line if you give me a fitty.
Or a blowjob.
Or a blowjob.
Or something else. Yeah, absolutely. We can pimp ourselves out for line space. So, we ended up... I actually don't have a good memory of this. So, you know, we went through these before starting the podcast and Kate's like, well, now we need to talk about why you don't remember them. Well, I don't remember it because it was kind of awkward.
Yeah, Daryl, why don't you remember it?
Because it was awkward and there were bodies in front of me everywhere fucking and I was awkwardly trying to view and then we ended up in a scenario where we said this and we left.
It's a lot of F words in that
sentence.
But
not a lot of actual fucking.
There was fucking, there was other people fucking.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going on.
All right, well.
The bed was full though. It was, I'm going to say there was probably a mess of 20 people on that bed.
Oh, more.
And it's, and let's imagine four like king size beds pushed together, that sort of size bed, I think.
Mm.
And there were a lot of people on there. There was really no room. There were people tagging in and tagging out. It was kind of funny. Yeah, that's about it. Okay, so we're up to number 7 then.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something for number 7. I've been thinking about it for about the last 37 seconds. So let me see. Oh, number 7! Take me to heaven. This one is
actually, you're back to bingo.
Is that a bingo reference? Yeah.
I think it's Stairway to Heaven.
I've only ever played bingo once, and that was on a P&O cruise liner out of Australia where I literally wanted to shoot myself in the head and contemplated an evac off of the craft because I just couldn't deal with it anymore.
It's probably had more to do with the fact that you were constantly seasick.
Well, there's that too.
This was a total vanilla cruise with what were the 22 ladies?
25.
25 ladies.
Biggest mistake
all between
of my life.
The
Don't
age
know what
of
the hell. 20 and 25?
Yeah. Yep. Didn't really work out well.
Yeah, nobody fought at all. getting kneed in the head in the orgy room. This was at me. This was another orgy room situation. And this was me. Oh, man. Oh, I remember it so hard. And then she tried to kiss me after. And I was like, go fuck yourself, lady. You just like, seriously. She was all sweet. And she was like, oh, because she got me hard. She got me really hard. And I had like, you know.
So this is the first time in an orgy room we're using the word got me hard and not actually being positive about it.
Yeah, like the black was caving in from either side of my vision kind of hard. And then she was like, I'm so sorry, and tried to do like, let me kiss it better in a very sensual manner. And I was not having a bar of it, let me tell you.
Yeah, not a bar of it.
I was like, no, please go away now. Please,
go away,
please and
smell.
Thank
you. You smell and you hurt my head. And you smell.
And you smell. Basically, it was like, you hurt my head and now I'm on the defensive.
Now
so
I hate you.
Now I don't like you anymore.
Now I hate you.
Don't even know a name. Hey, if you did that to me, if you need me in the forehead, it's all good. It's all good. We'll see each other again.
She hates you.
I do not.
With a fiery passion.
I don't hate anybody. All right. What do you got, number 6? Number 6. Pick up sticks. Because
okay,
I don't know
so
anything
this
else.
One, that's actually correct. Stick up,
oh,
pick up.
God, it is
yeah,
not.
No, it is. Number 6, pick up sticks is definitely a bingo term. This one is turning up on the wrong night in Melbourne and spending over $100 on taxis. Now, let's
how do you say Melbourne again?
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
No, not Melbourne.
Why is it not Melbourne?
Because we're Australian, we say but Melbourne.
How do you spell it, motherfucker?
Well, exactly as it's not pronounced.
Yeah. I was making a point for everybody else out there in the world. It's Melbourne. We don't spell it like that, but that's how you say it.
Yeah, we don't spell most of the things the way we say them.
Hey, speaking of Melbourne.
Except Woolabaloo!
I know you want to talk about this, but Melbourne, our friends, our good friends, Mr. and Mrs. Negroni, are moving to Melbourne. And you know why I'm so stoked about that? I get to explore a new city because I get to mooch off of them. That's all I'm going to say. Go back to your Melbourne point.
Mooching. Super mooching. Okay, so Melbourne, yes. We were actually headed in, and I need to correct this because I believe Kate's got this wrong. In fact, we weren't there on the wrong night. They had advertised that it was on that night, and it wasn't on.
So this was when I flew down to Melbourne for, I'm going to say, less than 48 hours. And it was a last-minute trip, and it was on Scoot Airlines, and the flight was like $350, and it was a horrible flight. And we decided to try and check out the Melbourne scene. And we went on to Red Hot Pie, and...
There's three clubs in Melbourne that... What are they during the week? They're like...
There's one now, permanent club, but they're...
At the time, though,
there were clubs where they take over saunas. So during week, they're operating as a male sauna, and then sometimes, radically, they take... It's the lifestyle club, I guess. The group comes in and does kind of a take. Over. And that's what we were attempting to do.
So how come we haven't been to the club in Melbourne yet?
Because I haven't been down to Melbourne, but now that I get to mooch off good friends that live in Melbourne, in April, I was hoping to go down. April, maybe?
There next week. Week after.
Yeah.
I can just bomb in by myself.
Look at me, I get to fly down and do some business and be in.
I could just bomb in by myself and have a look around. I might have a look around.
You could.
Go for a look around.
I think that's called a looksy-loo, and I'm not sure that lifestyle people really appreciate that. Single man. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, good point. So the issue was we turned up after traveling like a 25-minute cab ride or something like that, 20-minute.
And getting ready and buying champagne.
Yeah, we bought booze and stuff. And then we turned up and only to realise that it wasn't on that night. So we stood out the front. And they said, you can come in, pointing at me.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And I said, okay. I mean, I'd like to bring my wife with me. And they're like, nah, she can't come in.
She can't come in.
So off I went. And
and that was the time that Kate, I don't know what the end of that story could have possibly been. But I do remember we had a fight out the front of the club too, because we were so pissed off. And I was actually a little bit angry at the dude. The poor guy at the front desk was like, no, you've gotten the date wrong. And I was pissed, man, because
you did the backward check and checked that they'd got the date right, and then you're like all grumpy about that.
I'm like showing him, and he's like, what do you want me to do about this, lady? Like, get out of here, lady. And I was so mad, and,
and he's like, you're being a dick.
Yeah, and he's like, this is why you're not allowed in here. It's not because you got a vagina, it's because you're being a dick.
Because you're a dick.
Yeah, so there's that. That sucks, though. That was like, about $100 on taxis wasted. And then we just went back to the hotel, and I'm pretty sure we drank the bottle of champagne and then just went to sleep.
Pretty much, yeah.
In an angry mood.
At least you weren't grumpy about it.
Oh, I was well grumpy.
Were you?
What?
No way. I didn't give a shit. I just got in the cab and went home. Should have sent you home and gone in.
What was that? Number six, right?
Yeah, so it was pick up sticks.
Okay. Let's see. Number five, I mean, feeling fine. That's probably what it is, right? Number five, feeling fine.
No, that doesn't rhyme at all.
Five, jive. Oh, okay. Number five. I don't know, something about jive. Let's see.
Whoa.
I'm so puntastic right now. Okay, hitting head hard on the dance cage when I was flinging my hair back, and also at the same club not being able to speak the language or engage with anybody at all. This was in Spain.
It was in Spain. I remember exactly when you were talking about. I don't remember you hitting your head, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was doing the whole sexy. There was a dance cage, and I was doing the whole dancing in the cage and really seductively and had my lingerie, and I was doing a little stripping, and there was these beds around it, and I thought I was just being so sexy. And this was actually when we went over for your 40th birthday, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, that's correct.
And thought I was being really sexy, having a great time, grabbed the cage and tried to do like the hair flicky back thing and just smashed my head on the side of the cage. And I really feel like most of these things involve me getting injured.
Well, I mean, there is another story, at least one more story coming that does include an injury.
Excellent. Yeah, that was painful. And then I tried to just dance it off like it didn't happen. But there were a few people watching, and I'm pretty sure they saw what happened.
Oh, yeah, they saw what happened.
I was a bit embarrassed.
They were laughing, just laughing and laughing,
laughing. Hey, language in clubs when, it's the primary language is not your language, that's a little bit tough, right?
Can be. It certainly was when we were in Spain. There was not a lot of people there that spoke our language. We were in their country, so probably should have known Spanish. I knew enough Italian to be totally wrong in Spanish, which was good.
And then I knew some bad German and, and Japanese.
I knew some bad
Indonesian as well. I know a little bit of Indonesian. Yeah. And I think I like to merge them all together in a big mixing pot and really cup the languages.
Really just kill the language. Mm-hmm. So so the Spanish tough. But we ended up, it was quite funny because there was us and another couple, which were the only four English speakers in the room.
She wasn't.
She was French, right. But he was, and they ran over.
He was an English speaking dude, but she didn't speak a lick of English, and so
did she speak Spanish.
No, she didn't speak Spanish. She just spoke French, and this guy spoke English and French, and then he was talking to us, and then talking to her. It was weird.
Yeah, it was really...
literally awkward.
Yeah, so we didn't get late that night.
No, we didn't.
We did not, because it was excitingly awkward.
It's hard to make a connection when you can't even really have a conversation with somebody.
It is a wee bit difficult, yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So I guess we're down into number four now.
Yeah. Number four! Get on the floor.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a good segue for this, actually, because this is you falling off the stripper's pole and smashing your head.
Classic.
I told you there was another one. Classic Kate.
Classic Kate.
Yeah, and this may have led to the stripper's pole being removed from this particular club as
well. No, it's still there, actually. This would be, I'm going to say, the third or fourth time we ever visited that club.
Yeah, absolutely.
How well do you remember it?
I remember it pretty well because I remember the thud and I wasn't even in the room. I wasn't in the room. Neither was Lawrence. That's why I remember, because Lawrence ran out there to see what the fuck had happened, and you were splat-tastic on the ground.
I was. I didn't try to actually, do a little sexy jig and pretend that like that never happened. I was like, yeah, I just fell sozzy.
Yeah, so you you did bang up you hit the ground hard enough and you had that chunky bloody necklace on again.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hit the ground, it made a huge noise because it was a wooden floor over carpet to keep it something you could dance on, and it made a massive noise. So Lawrence ran out to see what was going on, to see whether you were dead and to make sure you were okay, because I'm pretty sure, well, it's twofold there. One is making sure you're okay. Number two, holy, please don't sue me. I mean, that's what I would have been thinking as well.
100%. Yeah, and also, drunk bitch, get out of my club.
Yeah, get the fuck out of my club. You're up here bleeding on machine.
No, I wasn't bleeding.
So no blood, nothing quite that exciting.
I tell you what happened.
You did splat really nicely.
I had a few drinks and I was like, hey, I've done.
How is it that all stories like this start with, I had a few drinks?
I don't know. Hey, that's what happens. I had a few drinks and I was like, you know what? I've done a beginner's pole dancing lesson, you know, out of the eight weeks. You know, I turned up to six and hey, I can totally do an invert because I'm awesome. And so I'm just going to try and do that. Watch me nail this and nail the ground.
And I did. Mm-hmm. I nailed it and I nailed it good, she says. So, yeah, you hit the ground with a decent splat. It was quite interesting to hear. And then she got up. You didn't seem that damaged.
No, I wasn't.
We actually ended up playing that night, so you can't have been damaged.
Or was I? No, I wasn't really, to be honest. But
yeah.
Okay,
well, it was only your head anyway, so like...
Well, what more damage could you do? When you start with such an imperfect canvas.
Oh, stop it.
There's only just,
you're just hunting for a compliment now.
No, I'm actually not.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you staring into my eyes, hunting for a compliment.
Not at all. I'm actually looking at the canvas painting behind you, hence why I came up with the word canvas. Number three. I don't know something that rhymes with three. I need to pee. Let's see. Getting out of the hot tub awkwardly, flashing my vajayjay and falling over.
Well, I mean, it's nearly impossible to get out of a hot tub.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, this is basically standard.
Yeah, but beside the falling over. Getting out of a hot tub, it's nearly impossible to not hang the vajayjay out in the breeze.
Oh, no, hold on. I think that the hot tub is an equal opportunity hot tub.
What do you mean?
As in terms of you can be male or female, whatever you identify as. I think that nobody gets out of a hot tub looking great.
I don't know. Looking great is not that's not the right thing, because there's some good looking vajayjays and penises out there. So when you get out of the hot tub, you might be looking good.
Okay,
but you might be looking real good.
But it's not a great angle.
It could possibly be not the best angle.
Have you ever slipped in a hot tub before?
No, because when you're in a hot tub, you're just floating around. So if you slip, you just kind of float a little more.
Okay.
Oh, you mean getting out of a hot tub?
Yeah, like when you're trying to walk and maneuver around, have you ever like misplaced your foot and slipped and smashed your penis on something?
No.
Like, well, hey, I'm just asking.
Because generally your penis wouldn't hit. It's always going to be your testicles. If it's that area, if that area of your body, it's going to be testicles. And then you're going to ball up and probably just float around crying.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I don't remember. And plus, I don't float. So, you know, real problem there.
Okay.
Most people don't float in hot tubs. Useless fact, because it's got air in it.
What number have you got?
I'm down to number one.
Oh, that's right. I left that one for you. Okay. Are you ready for this one? Number two.
You already did that.
Cows go moo. This one is going into a room with a single guy and having his girlfriend beat the door with a fist and angrily stomp out. I'm just going to throw it out there and say it. We've got a clothing optional pool hotel takeover coming up in Miami. We've only got 20 rooms left. And if this sounds like your tribe, your people, you wanting to have some fun for 3 nights, 4 days in the sun, come and join us May 31st to the 3rd of June. We've got We Got a Thing, a Casual Swinger, Expansive Connection. We've got the Hump Day Quickies, and we have That Hot Couple in GA. So 3 nights, 4 days of fun in the sun for our Swingers Hotel Takeover in Miami. This is the last time we're hitting this location. So come and join us. We would absolutely love to see you. I just announced the themes inside of our community and they are going to be banging. We've also got the Casual Toys Luxury Playroom in the penthouse that's coming back for 2024. It is definitely a sight to be seen. So if you're all about having a party but making connections with genuine community, come and join us. In Miami, head to libertineevents.com and find your way to the Miami event. So 20 rooms left. We'd love to see you guys come and party. Hang out with us this May, June in Miami Beach. Of the club.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Not too long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago at all.
Miscommunication between the two of them as to what the situation was. And
in fact, they were both just going in there to get changed. You and the single guy.
It was a miscommunication between him and her as to whether or not they were single and
what their relationship status was,
right? That was a miscommunication or misunderstanding. And then second to that was the fact that there was a complete misunderstanding as to why we went into this small room, which was to literally change out of the club dress and into some lingerie. That was it.
I thought you were changing into your costumes.
Actually, we were changing into our costumes because it was glow night.
So you were just getting in your white costume.
Yep. So
yeah, I fully remember.
Literally just very, very innocent. But it does go to show you that the perception out there and everything else that goes along with it, you just never know what other people are thinking. And so she proceeded
Other people lose their shit.
Yeah, she proceeded to come along. She smashed her fist on the door, which had a little glass window on it, and then stormed out of the club.
Made a lot of noise.
It did make a lot of noise.
There was a lot of...
Because you weren't in the room, so...
No, there were an awful lot of people who like went, what the fuck was that?
I was going to say, so from your perspective, what was that like?
Loud. And, well, I didn't see a lot of it. It was more just that there was a loud thud, like the glass rattling in the door. And then somebody storming off, and I'm like, what the fuck happened there, basically? And then the single gentleman, who's a lovely guy, he then went out, basically raced out after her to find out what was going on.
Yeah, and they've since spoken and kind of cleared up what the confusion was about their relationship. I mean, it's all fine, but yeah, that was one where I was like, I think that belongs in number two, right up there, because only for the reason that...
Oh, sorry, are these in like an order as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's news to me.
Hence why the loss of the jewellery was like way back when. And,
oh,
you know,
gotcha.
Fist bashing on doors
seems
is number
to be,
two.
This system seems to have some holes in it.
And what holes is that, Daryl? Exactly?
None at all.
That's exactly correct, sir. Hey,
so,
what's a good rhyme for one? Let's have some fun.
Smack your bum.
Number one! Smack your bum.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay, so this happened recently.
This number is the reason why we decided to do the top 10 swinger club fails.
Yeah, so this one was a bit of a cork. It's not the only time we've had this happen, though.
It's not the only
which
time.
Which is interesting. And also you can...
So much.
You can listen to so... Any other podcasts out there, and in their first three outings, I think there's been a lot of people that have fallen into this trap.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. So three or four outings, people tend to, you know, they self-medicate a little bit and sometimes over-medicate. So in this particular case, we were in the middle of a play session with two exceedingly sexy people who we enjoy our time with every time we manage to catch up with them, which is not that regularly, unfortunately.
Not regularly, no, unfortunately.
Because they live in the US. But every time we catch up with them, we have a lot of fun. And in this particular case, we were in the middle of just kicking off round two of the fun in the playroom. And then the lady in the playroom just beside us, like there's some sheer curtains covering. And you probably got a better view of this because you were getting taken from behind.
Mm-hmm.
At the time looking directly at her, and she vomited, like hardcore vomited over the bed, out of the bed, onto the ground, like, well, it was see, a vomited, projectile kind of line infers, sort of.
It infers one.
Oh no, sorry, she vomited right? more than once.
Vomited, yes, just generally, that word kind of infers one.
There were a number of chugs in there.
Here's what I want to say to you. Have you seen the original Exorcist movie?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was done with peas. And it kind of
it was
looked
pea
the same
soup,
as
actually,
well.
Yeah, 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 that happened. So we
everybody
were,
knows that
we were playing, and
everybody in the world knows the original Exorcist movie.
Hey, you told me you hadn't seen Alice in Wonderland, and I almost
I haven't, and I still haven't, because we watched the first 10 minutes of it, and you went, "This is fucking boring," and I said, "Yes, this is why I've never watched it." And it's not the original. You found out also.
Oh, it's not. It's the one I grew up with.
Yeah, because the original was made in like 1930 something.
That's
I don't
right.
know, just and after black and white film started.
Although I did,
it's
think,
like a piano player
I
in
did,
the corner.
I did tell you that I was like, oh, it must be, I was born in 1985, and I was like, it must be somewhere around
the 80s.
That. And then we realized it was like 70s or something.
No, it's actually 53.
Whatever.
53.
They did a pretty good job.
It was old.
It was a pretty good job.
No, it was
shit. Think about it.
It was really terrible.
No.
It was possibly the worst Alice in Wonderland. No, actually, not possibly. It was. It was the worst Alice in Wonderland I've ever watched. I was unable to finish it.
Yeah,
it was that bad.
Yeah, but you're like a picky, angry old man. So, like, sometimes.
Well, I mean, you're
oh,
right.
Oh, your facial expressions were fucking amazing.
You're right on two of those. You're right on two of those, yeah,
good,
for sure.
Good job. Yeah, look, that happened. It, you know, we got thrown up
oh,
next
man,
to...
Oh, man, there was vomit everywhere.
There was vomit everywhere. And
we had to walk around the vomit to get out.
Oh, shit, it was not nice.
And this also happens to coincide with the other time that Kate left all of her shit in a fin club.
My fin skirt was stolen, and my necklace, yes, was in the playroom cube, which has been unrecovered. Skirt
was in
stolen.
The
no, it wasn't. It was outside.
No, it wasn't.
I'm telling you now. Somebody stole my skirt. Listen,
you're wrong.
You out there.
You are totally wrong. You're throwing accusations. And I mean, there's people that may take offence to that.
Okay.
For example, the people who own the club thinking that you're inviting now the skirt-stealing people into their club. That's not how it works.
If you return the skirt, no one will be harmed with my set of skills that I have acquired over many years.
Oh, my God, fucking hell. No, we're back into poor movie quotes.
Hey,
so
that's our top 10. What do you think?
I think that's probably about right. There has been some others that are right up there.
Like what?
Stopping mid-play because somebody was too intoxicated that I was worried about consent issues.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
One.
Yeah,
that was a concern. That was one for me. What else was there? That's. I don't know that I'd call that a fail though. I'd actually call that a win. Because I
well,
think
it is
that's
a win. Being aware of the person that you're playing
yeah, absolutely
with.
Absolutely.
And that goes for anything other than just intoxicated. Like maybe it's just their emotional state or whatever. I mean, come on.
Yeah, yeah. If you're talking about clubs only, I nearly got drowned in a club by a woman who squirted in my face. That's probably fucking up there. That'd be legs 11.
Isn't that just like half of the course, like out of the risk of the job?
I think there's a consent scenario in there as well.
Ooh, okay.
That's my honest opinion on that, because it's, you know, for a man to come in a woman's mouth, it's something that's considered consent worthy.
Okay.
And again, back to my theory, if it's not normal, you know, human, blah, 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 yeah, then it should be consent.
And your consent is your consent, so whatever.
I got eyes full of stuff and, you know, it wasn't nice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and I'm going to read you some of the other responses that I got on the forums. Are you ready? Should I do the whole thing in a radio voice or just?
No, okay. Because if you do, I will leave, not let alone the other people on the other end listening to this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in a second. Okay, are you ready for these?
No.
This one is from Perverted Pinata. Pinata. Perverted Pinata.
Pinata?
Pinata. Pinata.
Pinata.
Pinata.
As in something that gets the fuck beaten out of it.
Hey, Daryl.
Yes.
Two things. Potato, potato, and second, shut the fuck up.
Pinata, banana?
our first time at a club was a disaster. We were nervous but ready to get the party started, looking hot. Got to the club, there were about five people there. Wah, wah. Eventually people showed up, still a bit sad.
Did they do the wah, wah?
They did the wah, wah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says wah, wah.
Wow, thank you for prompting Kate to be horrific with her radio voice.
So driven a bit to get there, put in all the effort, said fuck it, decided to have our own fun in the curtain playroom. Went downstairs. He's pounding me doggy style. We're facing the wall, not a curtain. Then out of nowhere, the curtain opens a bit, letting light in. We hear a loud, authoritative man order us to get out of here now. Record scratch. Immediately, we stop and look at each other like, what the fuck? It's close to closing, but we should have plenty of time. Completely ruined the mood. No one came. We got dressed at the front desk. They had no knowledge of any staff members doing this. So, yeah, we don't know who actually
did that. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty shit.
It's a bit of fun, right?
Sounds like you know some cool people.
Yeah.
Wow, you really pissed somebody off. I mean, maybe they had something going on and out the back, and then you destroyed it for them.
Maybe that's true. Wow. This next one's from London Swing Couple, and they said our highlight was losing a shoe in a large dark room and having to ask the nearest five or six people if they could help us find it. Swingers being lovely people that they are, they stopped their orgy, found our shoe, and then got right back at it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That sounds like a swinger plus, positive, not a fail.
Yeah, people will happily hunt for your shit even in the middle of play, which is really quite amazing. I think swingers are the only people in the world who do that shit.
Yeah, like stop naked and be like, oh.
Or stop doing something they're really enjoying.
You're missing a shoe. Everybody help her find her shoe.
I mean, imagine a basketball court where people are playing basketball and you say, oh, man, I've lost my diamond ring. I mean, the only reason they're stopping is for the reward.
Which, you know, we've actually... my old boss actually lost a diamond ring in a mud pit in Fiji, and we did try to find it, which was just fucking ridiculous. I don't know why we bothered. Yeah, thanks, London Swing Couple. Right, let's see. Here we go. TL in Texas on Twitter. One of our biggest fails is going around meeting new people, getting new friends, realizing at midnight that everybody else has paired up and we have not. Hashtag swinger fail.
Yeah, that's a pretty standard swinger fail. Yeah. Yeah, you got to watch that. You got to watch it, especially if it's a small group. You might go off to the toilet and then you come back and somebody else is like, just, you know, snake their way into your grass. Sneaky swingers.
And actually, tying that back into a party, a club situation too, we went a number of years ago to a Killing Kittens party in Sydney, and the similar thing happened where by the time when we had been down, gotten a lingerie ready to go, there was people and they'd close the door, which means, you know, no go, can't come in. So that was a bit shitty. So, you know.
They just didn't like you.
I think they didn't like you, actually.
Everybody likes me.
They secretly said, we don't like Daryl.
Most people don't secretly say that. If our reviews of this podcast say anything, most people don't secretly say that.
So thanks, TL_ATX there on Twitter. And next one is Dreaming Merc. And left the wife's bra behind in the lounge area for hours. I did find it later. They've got a number here. A man having a sudden seizure and having to be carried out and wait for EMS.
Fuck me.
A man screaming how much he does not give a fuck and demanded to leave his sleeping wife. Being the only ones in the playroom area and a woman who had to have known what was going on but was not ready to actually see sex at all. So walked in, saw sex, lost her shit. Creepy guy following my wife and I into the bathroom.
Sorry about that.
Into the bathroom after we didn't acknowledge him at the bar when he moved closer to us. And a completely dead pool party with music and foam still going. I've experienced that at a lifestyle event last year. It is so awkward. Where the DJ's up there spinning beats and there's like, you know, smoke and everything, light, laser light show, and there's like, you know, one person on the dance floor. That's awkward.
Cool. I feel like you should combine those. Now I want to do that. I want to get a smoke machine, cram it up the arse of a bubble machine and make smoke fill bubbles.
Why?
Why not? Imagine it. You pop one and the smoke just drifts off. That sounds amazing. You
know, I think that's actually totally down for that. That's not physically possible.
What?
No.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
It is totally possible. Now I'm going to get a fucking smoke machine and a foam machine. I'm going to be making smoky foam.
Okay, I don't know how to
Somebody's
pronounce.
Googling it right now.
I don't know how to pronounce the next user, so I'm just going to say the second half of their username is Powers because I got that. That makes sense. I started listening to a while ago and I'm on number 10, fine. The main fail I can think of right now is busting my ass. I've had so many bruises several times because I tried to wear skinny heels. Every time I thought I was super drunk, I was slightly buzzed, but no, it's more than that. I just really fucking suck at wearing heels. I think I fell at least four times that night. One time was right before we got into a bed and I hit my head on the wall.
Ow. I mean, I'm going to say maybe you should stick to flats.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you can do...
Or wedges. She said skinny heels, so I think she means specifically like...
Yeah, I know.
Stilettos.
But surely that carries across the whole heeled shoe range, though. Like, you can't just be terrible at one standard.
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can't speak to this because I'm now mansplaining heels, so I'm just more curious than anything else about the physics of this.
Hey, here's the next one that I really like the username of.
Physics.
You ready?
Physics.
Rogue Otters NS.
Rogue otters.
So much fun. I like it. Having the most massive...
What does a rogue otter do, do you think?
Go rogue, man.
What do you reckon?
You don't even know.
Rather than holding the paw of the otter beside it to sleep, it's like the one who just punches other otters randomly in the groin.
It's the asshole otter.
sort of. It occasionally comes up when there's an otter
just
smashing
an oyster on its chest. No, it just breaks them apart. Like, it goes up into the middle of all the otters holding hands and floating along, and it walks up and just, like, and then, like, pulls them apart and then just otters off.
I figured he'd just run over when they finally manage to break their way into one of the oysters that they're cracking on a rock on their chest. He just walks over and just, like, slurps it out of the fucking shell just as they're about to press it to their mouth.
What a jerk otter.
Yeah, I know. He's rogue.
Okay. Having the most massive orgasm with a wand on the end of a bed filled with beautiful humans, making a, unbeknownst to me, puddle on the floor just below my feet. So I get up. I'm all fired up and I seductively try to jump back into the puppy pile and promptly slip. Or fall flat on my ass in my own little puddle. That was my first ever time at a swingers club.
Fuck me, that's awesome. That's the best one ever.
That's so good.
I mean, did you hurt anything? I mean, I'm curious about that.
She's got the two emojis in there. She's got a face slap emoji and a laughing smiley face
emoji.
Okay,
so she survived.
She sounds okay.
Did she live to tell the
tale?
She's
writing to me, so I'm assuming.
Maybe she did, or maybe it's just one of her friends.
Maybe it's a ghostogram. You don't know.
Yeah, so, that's a good one. That's a good one. I mean, it is a good one. Falling in your own personal lubricant. I'm calling it personal lubricant because I can't think of another name for it. But I'm trying to make it sound better than...
Your lady juices.
Your lady juices. Your girl cum. Girl cum. There we go.
Girl cum.
Yeah. So tripping in your own girl cum.
Coming. Okay. The next one is from Always Interested 75. This one's a long one, but I'm going to read it anyway. The very first time my wife and I tried out anything was last May during our first club visit. A lot of first-timers here. We decided to have sex in the open at the back of the club. This was a huge step for us, and we were very conservative, and we are and were very conservative. Everything was going great until this nerdy dentist, who really liked my wife, shows up. I love that, you know, we're calling it dentists. He's sozzy, guys.
Is that because he said, you've got nice teeth or something?
I don't know. He shows up and he starts to narrate, and I swear to God, it was like having sex in front of Joe Buck on a Sunday afternoon if Joe Buck was a 14-year-old boy. This guy's funny. In a very loud, calm, almost professional radio quality voice, gems like, are you ready? Look at that. He's fucking the shit out of her. And look how wet she's making his balls. And they sure know what they're doing. Look how hard her nipples are. Of course, this brought many people over, which is and kind of isn't what we wanted. This went on for several minutes, but it seemed like fucking hours. I'm sure it would. And I kept alternating between extreme self-consciousness and marveling at how bizarre it was, thinking, is this really happening? Eventually, he threw his wife down on the mattress next to us. This guy's married. And shut up. I'm amazed I kept my erection and that my wife didn't run out of there mortified. I'm also amazed that we went back. For all we knew, this could happen every time.
Well, maybe we should set. Maybe there should be somebody there every time narrating what's going on.
What would you do? How would you do it?
How would I narrate it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. You'd have to throw in the occasional sponsorship quip as well, right? I mean, because it's like
and
listening
orgasm
to
is sponsored by swinging down on
listening
the podcast.
Listening to NASCAR or something, right? It's got to be. Oh my god. Okay, and we're into the pits here, folks. We're going for round two, but we've got to get another condom on. So, we've had a bad pit stop. We've lost the erection. This is a real problem here, folks. If he doesn't get back into the game, he's going to be out of the game. He's nearly out of the race. He's out of the race. Might be something to do with my radio voice, but sorry about that.
Today's orgasm and play session has been brought to you by Swinging Down Under Podcast. Visit www.swingingdownunderpodcast.com.au. What is the medical attention?
Oh my God.
May cause diarrhea, may cause other. Seek medical attention.
Actually, that's true. Swinging Down Under may cause diarrhea.
Hey, feel free to leave us a review. Swinging Down Under may cause diarrhea. One star. Okay, Mel02 says, turning the corner by the bar in heels and completely fucking wiping out when I hit a wet spot. So much for that fierce walk.
I wonder whether it was the same lady's wet spot from earlier.
I know.
Like, you know, they're just...
I feel like that was Rogue Otter's fault.
I know, Rogue Otter's. The fucking Rogue Otter's struck again.
Just leaving it everywhere. Okay, late to the party 502 said, my top three, having a grown man come up to me crying, asking for a ride home, running into one of my high school teachers and her assisting on playing around. Wife got too drunk, knocked off. Oh, this one. My wife got too drunk, knocked over the DJ setup because I can see myself doing this a little bit, and then the DJ threatening to sue me, and then some other random man stepping in and beating the crap out of the DJ for yelling at my wife.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a thing.
Yeah. I like how that was number three on the fucking list.
Yeah, right.
It was like my top three.
Fucking hell.
I feel like they're going in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Oh, this one. These guys are from Australia. Curious Crumpet. reaching for the lube in the dark and unknowingly grabbing a bottle of amyl nitrate someone had left there and giving myself and Mrs. CC chemical burns to the privates.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's just leaving acid around outside of beds?
I don't know. Let me see here. Poison Nicole getting attacked by a goose on the lawn of the club, screaming and running away from said goose, falling and realizing that the goose had actually fucked off about 100 feet behind me and everyone was looking at me like I was an insane person because it actually wasn't chasing me.
Yeah, geese, you got to be careful of them, though.
Here's what I want to say, Poison Nicole. You and I need to fucking go out and get drunk and have a good time and dance and party. That's
and
what
watch out for the geeses.
They're mean, man.
They are mean. Actually, we've got some friends in Australia who use them as
guard geese.
As guard geese.
Yeah, because they'll fuck your shit up. But Poison Nicole sounds like a bit of fun. I like it. I like the cut of a jib.
I think if you get Poison Nicole and the Angry Otters, or sorry, the what's the otters?
Rogue Otters.
Rogue Otters together. I mean, you could have
sounds
a lot
like
of
a bit
fun.
Of fun right there.
I mean, it'd be like a slip and slide. You can run from the top of the hill. You get into the Rogue Otters girl juices.
Okay.
It's slip and slide down the hill. Off you come out the other end. I mean, looking all satisfied in this slip and slide sponsored by SDU.
Swinging down under. Okay. This was not actually a real – I don't think this was a real thing. This person posted it to me and said, this is not my thing, but it's fucking funny. So what is the worst thing that's happened during sex? So I was choking on some dick. I'm the romantic type. And he was holding my face all the way down because, you know, I'm nasty like that. And I kept trying to pull off, but he was like, I'm coming. But this fool didn't know that I had to sneeze, like, right now. So he comes, I sneeze simultaneously, and out of my nose shoots his load back onto him like I'm some kind of fucking sperm dragon, and I almost bit his dick off.
Sperm dragon.
Sperm dragon. I love it. Love it. Friendly swingers mistakenly called emergency services 911 on my Apple Watch while playing with a couple in a club playroom. Imagine hearing 911, what's your emergency, when you're in the middle of putting a condom on.
Especially when you're yelling, oh God, oh God, oh God, and there's screaming and humping and grinding in the background. You're gonna, the 911 operator's like, oh, I'm going to share this fucking recording with everyone in the office.
Another one, last but not least. Angela 2208, basically I was standing up, I'm bent over with my head lower than my butt. This person was being flogged. And my low blood pressure got the better of me. 20 people were watching, getting flogged by the huge dude and fainting. Not my best moment.
Oh, wow.
So she hit the deck.
Man, he would have felt horrible as well, right?
On it, roughly, how do you feel about our top 10 swinging fails?
Oh, ours are shit. I mean, we need to get to failing better.
I know. I feel like rolling up and just like creating chaos.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you still have threatened to turn up
in a swingers club. In a swingers
testicles.
Club, not sponsored by Swinging Down on a Podcast.
You have randomly, you know, said you're going to walk around flicking men's testicles at every club.
Yeah, but that's inflicting it on other people. I'm talking about our fails.
Well, you could just randomly walk around and flick your own testicles.
But so yours?
No, just flick your clitoris then.
Okay.
Just like in the middle
sure,
of sex.
Sure, Daryl. Cool just, story, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I don't have a script here. People telling me funny things, I just make shit up. Sometimes it's gold, sometimes
what's your favourite out
not.
Of those ones?
Oh, that's a big call. That's a big call. The favourite. Well, I mean, the sperm dragon's pretty funny, but you qualified that might be made up.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's still funny, but just...
Oh, it's funny as hell.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, whoever actually wrote that, if it was fake, I need you to come and write for us.
I just want a sperm dragon now, though. I want a dragon that just, rather than shooting flames, just shoots fucking sperm out of its snout.
Is that dragon living in our house? Because I don't really...
Well, I don't...
We don't have enough sheets
for
starters.
I don't clean the house, so it's not really a problem.
Yeah,
for me.
True. True story.
Neither do you, so, you know. We just live in a sperm dragon infested house that's got
we live in a fucking hovel.
That's got dog hair, what's the name? Balls. Another cool story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, if you hang around until after the music today, I actually secretly recorded Daryl and I making sandwiches in the kitchen the other day, and you can listen to some random audio. The quality's not great because it's on my phone and we're making sandwiches, but you know, if you want to hang around for that after the music, you can listen to us talking more about hovels. And like a food in the house.
Yep.
All right. Hey, let's close it out. So thank you very much for listening to episode 101. And we will be back.
It's star date 97, I think.
Anything else you want to say before you leave?
No, other than I'm off to Australia for the next 2 weeks. I have been grounded for a little while, which has been interesting, and yes, working from home.
Hey, so before we head out, I'm going to mention a few different things. So thank you very much to our latest patrons, Casual Swinger, Christian and Anna and Magnus. Really appreciate the hell out of you guys. We have been updating our blog on our website. So if you head out to swingingdownunder.com, there's a blog section there, and I have been updating it from blogs that we've published previously over the last couple of months. Mostly they've been in magazines, but we're updating our website to include those as well. So please go and have a look at those. We recently did one about actually swinging a podcast. So over the years, we've received numerous emails from people saying that, you know, your stories can't be true, or social media posts saying, like, this seems really unrealistic, swinger forums. And actually, over the past, I'm going to say, 2 years, every now and then we get a comment on the swinger forum saying, swinger
you
podcast,
guys are full of shit.
You're full of shit, right? Your stories can't be real. You're traveling around the world, or you're fucking
our
all these people.
Our stories are too fucking boring. It's not really real.
They can't possibly be real. And so we did actually do a poll in, I feel like, January of this year. And we said, hey, you know, general public, how do you guys feel about swinger podcasts? And we got some great responses. Actually, over 60% of people said, no, absolutely, we believe them to be accurate 100%. But the best thing was the number of comments on that particular post. So if you go to our website, there is a blog there, and it's called Swinger Podcast. I think it's called The Truth Behind the Lies or something like that. Go and have a read of it. Click on the link as well, because that's going to take you straight out to our Twitter feed and show you the original post. Go and read those comments, because they were actually beside the poll, but they were actually some really interesting comments back on that feed and that poll. So please do go check that out on our website. But otherwise, hey, Daryl, one quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
Random question generator before we head out of here. I'm going to start doing this every podcast so people can get to know us a little bit better. Do you know any musical instruments?
Yes.
Do you know how to play the musical instruments? I should have asked. Fuck you. I saw you looking at me. I knew what you were doing.
I do. I am actually a trained. I have been a trained drummer, which I'm not sure most people would consider a musical instrument.
What is a trained drummer exactly?
So I did 5 years of drum instruction.
Mm-hmm.
So I could play the drums.
Can you still play the drums to this day?
Yes, because I think it's – I can't – obviously I've lost a lot of what I could do, but it's one of those things that kind of doesn't go away. It's like tap dancing.
What do you think is the song or the – whatever the drummers do, because I'm going to talk about why I don't really know that in a second. What do you think is the number one thing that, like, most drummers would still learn after they've kind of forgotten how to know – how to play the drums?
You mean still know after?
Yeah.
A standard four beat.
What does that sound like?
I'm not going to bebop this fucking.
Yes, you
no,
fucking
I'm not.
Come on,
no,
man.
No, I'm not. It's just a standard four beat.
Be a team player.
Most people know the four beat.
Be a team player, Daryl.
No, it's not happening. I'm not a team player. I'm out.
You're such a jerk face.
I'm not going to. I can't. For starters, I can't fucking do it because I didn't list one of the musical instruments I can play as my mouth.
Okay. Everybody's disappointed.
Well, I mean, everybody can send me more fucking messages.
Hey, so my instrument, I did about 4 years of the clarinet, for starters. So there was that. I did 4 years of the clarinet. I then proceeded to do about 2 years of keyboard and guitar. Clarinet, I've done piano / keyboard, guitar, and then for a period there I was trying to learn the drums. But the next question is, do I actually know any of that now? Fuck no, no idea. No idea. Couldn't play anything if you told me. I probably can still play, like, Love Me Tender on the keyboard, and that's it.
Love Me Tender?
Yeah.
That sounds like a hard thing to play.
No, it's actually pretty easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it easier than Chopsticks? Because I can't play that.
You know what one of my songs were that I played? Actually, I did two songs in front of the entire school. One, they're totally polar opposite.
Was Love Me Tender?
No, one was My Island Home.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And the second one was
Zombie. People are going to have to fucking Google that.
The second one was Zombie by the Cranberries.
Wow.
Yeah. Played in front of, like, well, I'm going to say, like, I don't know, 500.
Three people.
500. No, about 500 people on the assembly.
Nice.
Yep. Promptly afterwards, the school person, what are they called? The person that does the mayor of the school. What are they called?
Principal.
Yeah, those people. Yeah. They were
the mayor of the school.
They went,
hello, school mayor. How are you today?
He's rocking up. He's got a monocle. He's fucking tight as fuck. All right. That's enough. That's us. That's episode 101. Thank you for listening to the ramblings of Kate and the dulcet tones of Daryl. We really appreciate it.
Basically, just having a fucking mayonnaise sandwich with a dash of tuna.
They're all fucking tuna. Stop being a punk.
Got a whole fucking...
Wait, hold on. Seriously, though. Okay, there is mayonnaise left.
Look, it's basically up fucking.
Penny, do you think we live in a hovel? Do you think we should have some tomato and some onion in our house as, like, I don't know, staples?
Rish.
Are you sick of eating pork, Penny?
Rock wish.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's funny. What are you having on your sandwich? Just tuna and mayonnaise?
Rocking tuna and rocking mayonnaise. Because we have rocking nothing else.
You put some, like, mustard on there and stuff.
Ooh.
Hey, there's lettuce.
Ooh.
Get some lettuce going.
Let's do mum's thing when we add fucking whatever's going in the fridge.
Grotesque, disgusting fucking scent.
Cut some carrots real thin and use that. No?
This is what came on when I eat your fucking fork.
I don't understand why you're hating on the lack of food in the house. Also, where is the thing that I was just looking for under bread?
At this point, I can't wait to get to a fucking hotel to have food in.
What? We've got like 7 different types of cheeses. I mean, that's got to stand for something.
Without fucking tomato, they're basically useless. Without tomato, cheese is superfluous.
That is a very bold statement. Hey, dude, my bread feels off. Well, like, not off. It feels like, stale.
Could be worse.
Yeah, could be worse.
Could have fucking no bread. Like, goes really well with our no coffee. Of course, you
oh, shit,
coffee,
I forgot to order coffee.
I'm going to work tomorrow.
Come
from the day.
Yeah, it is on my list of things to do. I just haven't done it because I chose to do other things.
Probably should heat that up.
I did heat it up.
Why are you cutting it in half?
To fit it on.
Potato feet.
To fit it on my sandwich. It's like a rissole. Just better.
You're a fucking rissole.
You're a rissole. I'll see you around. I'll see you around like a rissole, Penny. Penny's fucking gagging for some tuna. Give her some tuna, don't be a jerk. Don't give her a whole tin of tuna, what are you doing? Put the tuna away. No, don't give her a whole tin of tuna. Stop it, I'm serious, don't give her a whole tin of tuna.
If you're looking for more ways to interact with Swinging Down Under, you can catch us on Twitter, at Swing Down Under. You can also catch us on Instagram, Swinging Down Under, or head over to our website, swingingdownunder.com. We would absolutely love to hear from you, so if you would like to send us an email, jump online, do it at cnd@swingingdownunder.com. If you've got podcast topics, questions, you want to talk about your journey, you can also support the podcast through our website by clicking through on any of the affiliate links, or alternatively, through jumping over to patreon.com/swingingdownunder and sponsoring the podcast. If you can't do any of those things but just want to make a feel-good day, leave us a 5-star review. Cheers, everyone, and thank you again for supporting Swinging Down Under podcast.